Good morning, as we face our fears. Lauren, now we have a coffin here in the studio.
Yes. Legacy and Heritage Funeral Home has been nice enough to let us borrow one.
Okay. Now, can we confirm, has there actually been someone who's passed inside of this coffin?
I cannot confirm, but there is a spot of something on the inside of the coffin. So I'm going to assume yes, because it looks like...
someone's passed. Yeah. Manny's biggest fear. Can you hear us, Manny?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, you're a little distorted.
All right. How about now?
Yeah, that's better. You're better.
All right. I'm gonna get in.
I'm nervous for you.
And
can you describe the size of this thing?
It's a full size coffin. It's legit.
Okay.
It's big. It's about 6 feet.
Yeah.
Okay. It's got a pillow, so I'll be comfortable. So I'm gonna get in right now.
Okay. Manny is crawling into this. He's claustrophobic.
This is miserable.
One of his biggest fears is
Oh my god, it is so small.
It is small in there.
Is it? Oh my gosh. Whoa.
What just happened?
It's not comfortable at all.
It looks like this big metal can he is sitting in.
I hate to tell you, Manny, but I don't think it's made for comfort.
All right, I'm not going to be able to hear you guys.
Okay.
So we're just going to close it, and you're just going to have to listen to me freak, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right, Victoria, close it.
How long are we going to leave him in there for?
I don't know. How long do you want to leave him in
there? It locks.
Oh, it's two pieces, by the way. So now the bottom piece just went down, and now the top piece is going down, and...
now you're in there by yourself.
I am in complete darkness, and
Victoria, make sure you push
so
it down all the
here,
way.
And I'm having trouble breathing.
Yeah. Are you seriously having Are you having a trouble breathing?
What
is he okay?
Victoria just closed it all the way.
Okay, so it's completely locked and snapped. He is inside.
And it's dark in there.
It's black. This is what it's like to be dead. This is miserable. Oh, my gosh. Oh, it is so dark, and it's, like, so tight.
How long do you think we should
move? Like, I can't turn left or right.
I wonder how much room he has in there.
My heart rate is up.
Hold on. I'm going to go knock on it.
Move it. Hey, move it. Act like you're rolling it away.
Lift my head.
Roll it away.
It stinks in here. Whoa, 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 whoa. Where are we moving to? Somebody's moving it. Somebody's shaking the coffin. What's going on? Where are we going? Stop!
Oh, Manny, right now, if you're just joining us.
I hate this! Stop. Okay.
Okay, that's drawing the line. Manny was trapped inside of a coffin. He couldn't move.
I just know how this story's going to work when it's our facial fears, and I'm nervous for Manny.
Okay, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Lauren. Manny's doors are now open. He's now getting out of the coffin. Manny, he's not getting out?
He's not?
Is he okay? He's really red.
I think he was having a panic attack. That's why they opened it.
Are you okay?
Oh, my God.
Come in here. Come into the studio.
Oh, my God. His face is so red.
Manny, are you okay?
That's crazy, man. Holy gosh.
We were worried that you were having, like, a panic attack. And that
Once it started. Who was hitting it?
Victoria. Lauren.
Lauren?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Man. Oh, wow. Yeah, it's crazy. Like, being claustrophobic stinks. And then adding the fact that it's a coffin.
And dark.
And it's closed. It's pitch black. I had no room to, like, I couldn't even lift up my head.
Could you breathe? How was
Not
breathing?
Not really.
Not really.
Because, Manny, there's a pillow in there that kind of props you up. And then the top part of the top of the coffin has pillows on it, too, that kind of get really close to your face, right?
Yeah. And then I started screaming.
Well, that's okay.
I thought I was handling it well. Then all of a sudden, like, I was like, no.